Good morning. We're continuing Maseches Demai. Yesterday we learned to Halacha Mishnah Ches that if a person has two different Tevelim, he bought Tevel from somebody from two different places. So it's Tevel. In other words, it does not have the proper Trumas taken off of it. So it's bona fide Tevel. Halacha is Na'aser Mizeh Alzeh. You can take off Truma from one onto the next. So now we said even though L'chatil it's not supposed to be sold that way, if it was sold that way, you're allowed to take off Truma from one place to the next because they're both Chayiv and Truma, and they're both Chayiv and Maestros, and therefore you can take off Truma from one section on the other section. The following Mishnah is discuss different cases along these lines. Mishnah test says as follows: There's a machleik, as we discussed this previously in this Masechta, what happens when a non-Jew purchases land in Eretz Yisrael. Halacha is a non-Jew, obviously he's not Chayiv to give Truma to Maestros because he's not Jewish. But the question is, what happens to the peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael? The peiros grow in Eretz Yisrael, do they still have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael on them? Or do we say that Yesh Kach B'yad Nachri Lafgia Mikedushasim? The non-Jew has the power to be able to buy something in Eretz Yisrael and to kind of demote it, that it no longer has the Kedusha of Sa'aretz, and therefore is no longer Chayev in Meiser. The way we paskin that is that a guy can indeed buy something in Eretz Yisrael and be mafkiya from its Kedusha. This Mishnah is not going with that man d'amar. This Mishnah is going with the opinion that he cannot reduce the Kedusha of the land in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if a Jew has produce, can be ma'asim yishal Yisrael al shal nachri. If he has something from a Jew and from a non-Jew, he can take off Shulman from his own stuff on the stuff that came from a non-Jew. Yishal Nachri al Yisrael, and same thing is true the other way around. If he has produce that came from a non-Jew, he can take off Truma from that and Maestros on what is owned by the Jew, because again, they're both Chayiv and Maestros. That's the opinion of this Mishnah. Yishal Yisrael al Shal Kusim, Yishal Kusim al Shal Kusim. Kusim really had a status of a Suffolk. We discussed this previously as well. They were converts, they converted at a fair, and they had certain mitzvahs that they kept well, and certain mitzvahs that they didn't keep very well. One of the things that they kept well, or they didn't keep well, was Maestros. They took off Maestros on what they owned personally, or we assumed they took off Maestros on what they owned personally, but they did not take off Maestros on what they were selling, because they were not, as the Bartanur explains, they didn't really care about the mitzvah of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. The way they understood the Isser, Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol, was literally, do not place a stumbling block in front of someone who can't see. They didn't understand it was a figurative discussion, which meant that you can't place a stumbling block, a halachic stumbling block, in front of somebody, and therefore they would have no problem selling things which did not have the proper tithings taken off, because they didn't really care whether or not the other person stumbled in an avera. So the halacha is, again, it's chayav in truma, it's chayav in maestros, so therefore you can take from a Jew stuff on a kusi stuff. Ultimately, we discussed also the kusim regained their status as being non-Jews after we found that they were never really mekabel mitzvahs properly, and they were still over there by the Zara. And Shalkusim, Shalkusim, really, the truth is, remains that both of them are a suffix. That's why it's a chiddush in that case, because we don't really know what happened, but it could be one is chayiv, one is pater. Nevertheless, you could take off truma or emaisis from one into the next. Blazer Oyesim, Shalkusim, Shalkusim. Blazer says, from one kusi's produce to another kusi's produce, you cannot take off the Maestros, because it's possible that one of them is Pater, because it could be that he originally thought he was going to eat it, and then he decided to sell it. So, despite the fact that he doesn't care about the other person having something which doesn't have proper Trumas and Maestros, he himself took off Trumas and Maestros because he thought he was going to eat it. Have a great day.